This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in YUGM conclave at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. YUGM, meaning confluence in Sanskrit, is a first-of-its-kind strategic conclave convening leaders from government, academia, industry and innovators. It will contribute to the country's innovation journey driven by a collaborative project of around 1,400 crore rupees with a joint investment from the Vadhwani Foundation and government institutions. Our correspondent reports that the conclave aims to catalyze large-scale private investment in country's innovation ecosystem, strengthen academia-industry-government partnerships and accelerate innovation aligned with the vision of Viksit Bharat. In line with Prime Minister's vision of a self-reliant and innovation-led India, various key projects will be initiated during the conclave. India has signed a defence deal with France to procure 26 Rafale marine fighter aircraft. The Intergovernmental Agreement, IGA, was signed yesterday by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Minister of Armed Forces of France Sebastien Lecornu in New Delhi. Out of 26 Rafale marine aircraft, 22 will be single-seater and 4 double-seater, and these will be designed and prepared as per the requirement of the Indian Navy. The delivery of these aircraft would be completed by 2030. The Parliamentary Standing Committee on Defence met in New Delhi yesterday under the chairmanship of BJP MP Radha Mohan Singh. During the meeting, the committee heard oral evidence from representatives of the Ministry of Defence as part of its examination of the subject titled A Review of the Resettlement Policies, Healthcare Facilities and Avenues for Ex-Servicemen. President Draupadi Murmu has conferred upon Padma Awards to 71 eminent personalities for the year 2025 at the first civil investiture ceremony held at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Of them, 4 were conferred with Padma Vibhushan, 10 with Padma Bhushan, and 57 personalities were conferred with Padma Shri. D. Nageshwar Reddy in medicine and Dr. Lakshmi Narayana Subramaniam in art field were conferred with Padma Vibhushan for their contribution, while M. T. Vasudevan Nair and Osamu Suzuki were honoured with Padma Vibhushan posthumously. Among those honoured with Padma Bhushan are Nandamuri Balakrishna, Shekhar Kapoor, former Indian hockey team captain Sri Jesh P.R., while cricketer Ravichandran Ashwin was being conferred with Padma Shri. Union Minister of Agriculture, Farmers Welfare and Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan held a virtual dialogue with all the 731 Krishi Vigyan Kendras, KVKs, across the country in New Delhi yesterday. In his address, Mr. Chauhan stressed that there is a need to work in a campaign format for the development of the agriculture sector. He said that agriculture is a vast sector, directly about 45% of the population is associated with agriculture and about 18% of the country's GDP comes from the agriculture sector. Addressing the KVK heads, he highlighted the importance of capacity building training for farmers. The minister also held a weekly review meeting on the progress of the agriculture sector at Krishi Bhavan, New Delhi. Mr. Chauhan also held a meeting with officials of NAFED and National Horticulture Board. Ministry of New and Renewable Energy will hold a workshop at Atal Akshay Urja Bhavan, New Delhi today to explore the opportunities for MSMEs, micro, small and medium enterprises within the National Green Hydrogen Mission. This workshop will explore the critical role of MSMEs in shaping a sustainable hydrogen economy. The BJP has announced the name of Paka Venkata Satyanarayana as its candidate for the ensuing by-election to the Rajya Sabha from Andhra Pradesh. The BJP Central Election Committee finalised the name of the candidate yesterday. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall conditions over Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Assam, Odisha and Meghalaya today. Indian women's cricket team will take on South Africa in the second match of the 2025 Tri-Nation Series today. Led by Harmanpreet Kaur, India will face skipper Laura Wilwardell South Africa at 10 a.m. Indian time. In IPL T20 cricket, whose Rajasthan Royals defeated Gujarat Titans by 8 wickets in Jaipur. Today, host Delhi Capitals will face Kolkata Knight Riders at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.